Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Two Riverton High School students who showed up at school wearing white KKK-style robes have not just made national news, but internationally, the story has been picked up as well. The action has been condemned as hateful from groups and individuals around the globe, including Wyoming's top educator, Jillian Below. She released a statement that read, in part, "Hateful speech, attire, or behavior is unequivocally unacceptable." She added that she was saddened and disappointed by the conduct, which hurts our community, state, and nation. Terry Schneider, the superintendent of Riverton-based Fremont County School District No. 25, said the student's behavior was offensive and inappropriate. He declined to specify what punishment they would face. The incident has been covered by many news outlets, including Fox, CNN, NBC, and others. Casper College officials are saying that alerts sent out reporting an active shooter on Casper College campus was a false alarm. An alert was sent out just before 8 p.m. Thursday evening, which was posted to the Casper College website. The alert warned of an active shooter in Leisinger Hall. The message also advised evacuations and to hide in place. A few minutes later, another message was sent out giving an all clear. Quote, "The previous message was sent in error and occurred during a training session for the CC alert system," Casper College said via Facebook. "We are sorry for the inconvenience." Casper College's academic calendar indicates that final exams for the term have already occurred and that the semester ended December 13th. College officials have not commented.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A bill that is slated for consideration by the 2020 Wyoming legislature would allow state residents to use digital driver's licenses and ID cards if it becomes law. House Bill 0005 is being sponsored by the legislature's Joint Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Interim Committee. Anyone wanting a digital license would still have to get a physical driver's license. The cost of the digital license would be $20 in addition to the physical driver's license fee. A digital ID card would cost $10 in addition to the cost of any physical ID card. YDOT would be able to cancel or revoke the digital license anytime the same action was taken in regard to a person's physical license. The digital license would be stored on the motorist's portable electronic device, such as a smartphone. The digital driver's licenses are expected to raise around $640,000 per year for the state, assuming roughly a quarter to a third of eligible state residents opt for the digital cards. A new report claims Wyoming is the second most dangerous state in the country for impaired driving, recording almost 6 deaths per 100,000 people due to intoxicated drivers. The report from Safewise ranks Wyoming only behind our northern neighbor, Montana, in impaired driving deaths. The survey said Wyoming logs 5.89 deaths per 100,000 due to drunk drivers, while Montana has recorded 7.44 deaths. South Carolina was ranked third, followed by Mississippi and New Mexico. Wyoming's standing this year was an improvement over the 2018 Safewise impaired driving survey, which ranked the Cowboy State as the most dangerous state for impaired driving deaths. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.